It's the last day of the Vancouver Olympics, which has turned out to be a North American duel between the United States and host country Canada, on ice, on snow, and in the medals count. Canada has now matched the record for most gold medals in a Winter Olympics with its curling victory over Norway yesterday. More on that in a moment. First to NPR's Howard Berkus and the four-man bobsled in which Americans won their first gold medal in 62 years.
This may be Canada's track, as the home country crowd in Whistler indicated when a Canada four-man bobsled took to the ice. That rumble is the sound of the sled going through the last turn. Canada was in first place for about 2 minutes. Every sled that followed did better, including the night train, as the Team USA sled is called. The Americans in the grandstand at the finish cheered the familiar cheer as the four bobsledders leapt from their sled and hopped. They had ended a six-decade gold medal drought and supplanted four-time gold medalist Andre Lange of Germany as the bobsled king. They also added yet another medal to the pile Americans are collecting in Whistler and Vancouver, a record number now, which raises the question, why bobsled and why now? The answer, says sliding writer Candace Thompson of the Baltimore Sun, is driver Steve Holcomb and his close brush with blindness.
I mean, he's been called the Zen master. He doesn't need to walk the track. He does it by feel. I mean, you know, he's a man who almost went blind. He did things instinctively, and I think he's an instinctive driver, and I think he's an instinctive leader.
Which is important when it's three men pushing at the start, all in unison, and all getting into the sled cleanly, then riding like spam in a can for 51 seconds at more than 90 miles an hour. Holcomb was matter-of-fact about the golden bobsled runs, which include two heats raced at track record times.
Just got in the sled and was focused, and I knew the lines I had to drive. I drove as best I could and came out victorious.
The victory pushed the United States further into record medal territory, and with either silver or gold after today's final hockey match, the U.S. will have 37 medals overall, the biggest haul of any nation in a single Winter Olympics. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.